The question was asked, is it ever permissible to give over a Jew to non-Jews to be killed? So this really breaks down into many different questions. If it's the Gemara about Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who worked as a policeman for the Romans and had people executed, the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us, and he counseled the Romans, kill this guy, kill that guy. And the rabbis were very upset at him for doing this. You guys know who this is. This is the famous Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's son. Right? So you have Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar who come out of the cave. And if you follow Rabbi Elazar's life, it's a very interesting life. Right? We stop at the end of the cave, that he walks out and he burns everything he sees. But if you follow the continuation of his life, fascinating, what a tzaddik he was. It says that after he died, his voice would come booming out of his house. He'd make kiddush every Friday night. People would come with questions to the front door. And his voice would give... That's a good question. Whether it's a good question. Whether that's literal. But the Gemara says it about him. It doesn't say it about us, right? The Gemara
is saying something. Chometz ben Yain.
Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I'm saying in terms of his greatness, it says when it came time to take him to the burial place, no one was... There are stories there. They couldn't even walk into the cave. You're talking about someone who's very, very, very holy. So if the Gemara is telling us these stories, the Gemara is saying something. Whether it means literally or not is a good question. But it says his voice would come booming and say Kiddush every Friday night. People would come to the front door, ask questions. They didn't tell anyone he died. So everyone thought he was still alive. His body was in the attic. You'd come to the front door, ask a question. You'd hear his answer and leave. Okay, so again, why is the Gemara telling us the story? What does the Gemara mean by that story? Should we take it literally? Let's leave that hanging. But the Gemara tells us these stories. So that's one story. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who it says did. He gave people over to the Romans and the rabbis disagreed with him. And at the end of his life, he regretted it. And it says he sat and did tshuva for it. And it says that he initially...
How do you do tshuva for something that you can't take it back? Right? Can you do tshuva?
So you want to go to that Gemara and say, these are good questions, but they're tangents. So let's just finish this. So that's one Gemara. And that Gemara says all the rabbis disagreed with him, and he himself in the end regretted what he did. Meaning even though it says he sliced out some fat from himself and put it out in the sun. He did an operation, took out fats, put them in the sun, and said, I want to see if they rot. And day after day, they didn't rot. So he said, okay, I guess I'm not supposed to rot. If while I'm still alive, my flesh doesn't rot, then I'm kosher. And he still said, I have to do tshuva. And he still, what? He still said, I have to do tshuva. And it said he spent the next period of his life asking Hashem for yisurim. Different, the Gemara discusses what he did, that every night he would spend his whole night with fevers and sweats and boils, and he was sick for he did whatever he did, whatever the Gemara means, he felt he has to do tshuva. He didn't just say, you see, I'm right, you see, my body didn't rot, I'm clean, I'm not burning in Gehenna, I'm a good guy. No, it says he still regrets. He said, maybe I was wrong. If the rabbis didn't agree with me, maybe I was wrong. It says 300 women came to him. There was one day his wife got very annoyed at him and she left the house. So it says that day he could go to yeshiva. Because every day she'd say, you were sick last night, I'm not letting you go today. So one day she got upset at him, so he went to yeshiva that day. 300 women came with cloths and asked him a shayla. For all the women he said, tahar. So the guys looked at him and said, Rabbi, are you sure? 300 women? So he said, if I'm right, in 9 months all 300 women will have a boy. It says 9 months later, 300 boys were born. So the Gemara is telling us something, again, with all these stories. The Gemara is telling us that story number one. And it tells us still, he regretted it at the end of his life. Story number two, we'll deal with Be'ezat Shem after marriage.